Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You don't have that like bookmarked at the top of your top of your Chrome?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Bruce Arians had this to say.
A number of people have already asked, why are you stepping away from a chance to go to the Hall of Fame? Because I don't give a about the Hall of Fame.
The Rich Eisen Show.
The guy is genuine. Maybe you should get in anyway.
Earlier on the show, University of Pittsburgh head football coach Pat Narduzzi. Coming up, NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks. Plus, Primanti Brothers president Adam Gallome. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, it is. Welcome to hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show. Pat Narduzzi, the head coach of Pittsburgh football, join us in hour number one. It's draft month, people. We have reached the draft month in the National Football League. Bucky Brooks is going to call us in hour number three of this program to talk
about this upcoming
draft. And he's got his new mock draft out. And it is definitely fascinating to me.
And I didn't staple these ones.
No, you didn't staple it. I wish you had.
I thought about it. But
not in the weird bottom left corner way to staple.
That's the only way I was going to do it.
That was Rich, it's mock draft season. Let's go.
How dare you?
Come on.
And when Bucky joins us to talk about his mock draft, in which Aiden Hutchinson's one, Trevon Walker's two, Kayvon Thibodeau's three, and there are no quarterbacks in it, please be aware, it is a mock draft. It is not the real draft. That happens the last Thursday of this month. And you know it's not the real draft because I'm here. If it's the real draft, I'd be on the set in Las Vegas, Nevada. I have been told the NFL Network set that I will be sitting on involves some way, shape, or form the Bellagio Fountain.
Is where you'll be sitting?
I don't want to reveal much yet.
I was just going to say, how much can you discuss here?
Not yet. I don't know.
Brockman, is that a trip we're going to be making?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We got to talk about it.
Man, that would be great.
We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it.
27 days, more importantly. 27 days.
It's 27 days. I'm preparing.
Okay, you're reading up?
Reading up.
The Times, the Tribune, the Post.
Okay. Look, man, it helps to host a combine where virtually every drafted player, normally at like 90 to 95% of the draft comes from the combine. Players that
Rich,
the players get drafted comes to the combine.
I gotta say, you must be praying that Bucky's mock draft comes true. Because
I would take
the Jets at 4-10. Who he has you taking? My lord,
Sauce Gardner at 4 and Kyle Hamilton at 10.
Like Kyle Hamilton it could be the best player in this draft.
Correct. And Marcus May is gone. We know Jamal Adams is. By the way, to take Kyle Hamilton in the Jamal Adams pick.
Wow.
Would be quite something. And as you know, Sauce Gardner is my choice for the first draft choice for the Jets at 4th overall, because if the opponent has got Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, and the opponent just picked up Tyreek Hill, you got to get somebody who looks at those two guys and says, bring it. And Sauce Gardner's that guy. I want him. I've decided. I'm done. I have hit April 1st saying I want Sauce Gardner, and I know he'll be available there 4th overall. I don't know if he's going to be available there at 10th overall. I want him 4th overall, and you could sit there and go, that's a reach. Well, guess what? If he's not going to be there at 10, you reach.
Yeah.
You get him. You get him.
Can you work something out with Joe Douglas maybe to let you turn in the card?
Oh, man. Could
that would
you
be
imagine?
Weird. That would be weird.
Why? Because I know you're a professional and all, but you're still a little boy at heart, Rich.
That would be weird. Okay. Because, I'm the host of NFL Network's draft coverage. For me to leave the chair,
I think
to go
be...
hand the card up to Roger Goodell.
Yeah, just be like, hey, DJ, just real quick, I got to go do
could
something.
Could you imagine if I...
Yes, I can't imagine. Whatever you're going to say, I can't imagine.
No, but I wouldn't be able... I can't tell if I told... If I didn't tell the producers or Roger Goodell, if I got up and you know, because they get in my ear and they're like, the commissioner's on the way to the podium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just intercept them.
Okay. if it was possible for me to leave the draft set, run up to the stage, intercept the commissioner who hasn't been given a heads up, and just say, hey, RG1, let me do this, okay? I've been here 19 years.
I got this.
You know,
you
never know. You never know.
The goods call me.
Right. You never know.
Goods. I got
in this world. You just got to live for today. Right. You never know what the future holds.
Yeah.
I need to do this. So thank you. Take it from his hands. And before security can tackle me, I announce it.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Period.
Except,
I can see all this. Yes,
could you imagine what that
by the way, that
and,
would even...
and I step up to the podium and say, before I announce it, I, Rich Eisen, born in Brooklyn, raised in Staten Island, I pull like a McAfee, you know?
Oh, you do like a minute long,
preamble and say, while I announce it, I announce it and then finish it by looking at the ESPN set and saying, suck it, Greeny. I did it, not you. Right? Like, how out of bounds would all of that be?
I mean, I think we have different definitions of what's in bounds and what's out of bounds.
And I think Greeny.
Then Sauce comes out and you give him the bro hug.
I give him a hug. Yeah. I run and hug him first.
Yeah.
I jump in his arms. I'm the Deborah Winger.
Yeah.
I'm the Deborah Winger.
Rich, you don't want to risk hurting Sauce. You let him jump into your arms.
Right, and as I do all of that, Mike Greenberg from the ESPN set looks at me and gives me that Robert Redford gif of
just like
nodding his head.
Well done.
Like, yes.
Yes.
Good job.
Squad goals.
And guess what? None of that. That wouldn't be as weird as anything that's happened last month. By the way,
that's true.
That wouldn't even break into the top five.
You guys are morons. Hey, look.
Rich, ask the Magic 8-Ball if you should do this.
It's behind you on the floor.
It's behind you on the floor. I see.
I don't know why it's sitting back by the window.
It came into my periphery, and I'm like, do it. Ask the Magic 8-Ball if you should do this.
Magic 8-Ball, is this a good idea?
If it says yes, you got to do it.
Is this a good idea?
They're not going to fire you, Rich.
Is this a good idea? Magic 8-Ball.
Please say yes.
Please say no.
It says signs point to yes.
Oh!
Which is Magic 8-Ball's, way of saying sources say.
Per
our plans to.
Expects to
get fired on the spot.
Rich, they're not going to fire you, man.
But in all honesty, here's the thing, guys. I don't mean to pull the rug completely out from under you here.
Well, you're doing it.
But spatially, the draft hall is very far from where the NFL Network set is. I would not be able to pull this.
Is it at least 40 yards?
No.
Because you can run that fast.
It may not be within like a tenth or two-tenths of a mile.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Vegas is kind of all over the map, literally.
All right, so Brockman, let them...
For the draft.
Let Rich do the second round pick. That way they can put the camera on him.
Yeah, let's have the same oof.
It's not the same as fourth overall.
Yeah, and me being jumping like as he's the officer and a gentleman, and I'm Deborah Winger. He's bringing me up where we belong, you know?
This would be like Rich's Donnie Baseball moment. He'd be like, welcome to Planet Sauce!
Sauce,
screw it. You know the Jets are going to reach for somebody else anyway.
Oh, stop.
No, they're going to take him.
No, it's all coming together.
Oh, baby. What's coming together? The end of my career, or?
I mean the Jets finally.
Rich, your career is just getting started,
okay,
baby.
Okay, thank you.
I'm trying to be optimistic for you.
Very good. Hey. Last night, Giannis had a night.
Oh,
yeah, you could say that.
And Giannis had a week.
Giannis had
Could you make this case? You make this case. And I ask two-thirds of the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast, where all podcasts can be acquired. Adam Chudwin, who is the guy who says hello. He has you at hello when you call to the Rich Eisen Show. He's the call screener, okay? And so and the two of you talk about this every single week. Episodes drop every Wednesday where all podcasts can be acquired. You could make the case that at the beginning of this week, Giannis was not the most valuable player of the NBA.
Correct.
You could make a case that he was, but you could also make a case that this was an Embiid, Jokic, two-man race, just because, you know, voters are like, hey, he had it last year.
Yeah, well, Jokic had it last year. Giannis had won two.
Right.
He's
right,
won two
right,
in a row.
That's right.
So it's kind of like,
correct.
Eh, you know, a little Greek freak fatigue.
Right. What, or that Embiid had the edge because Jokic had it last year.
Right, exactly.
Right. So Giannis is the MVP now? Is that what you believe?
I got to say, Rich, just the week that he's had, and it, more importantly, it was against who he had it against, right? So this week he played Philadelphia and dropped 40 and 14, including the game-winning block of Embiid to seal that victory on the road. Then goes to, then plays against Brooklyn, goes to Brooklyn last night, and just took over 44 and 14.
Down 10 late, Kyrie's first home game.
Kyrie's first home game. Durant didn't have a huge game, but Durant was cooking in the second half. Kyrie was doing his thing, first home game. And Giannis hits the game tying three to send it to overtime.
That was amazing.
And then hits the game-winning free throw.
Free throw,
in the
by
closing
the way. Free
seconds.
Throw.
Free throws. Giannis free throws. Had a great night at the line. I think because of the opponents, the back-to-back 40s, passing Kareem on the all-time Bucks list. I mean, look, Giannis started yesterday 17-1 to win MVP. After last night's game, he's 6-1. So I just think.
So is that the, are those the best odds? Or
he does not have the best odds. It's still Embiid, but I just think.
Jokic is Mr.
Just look,
triple
look, look
double.
Past like that he's done it.
Jokic at
two
the
times
center.
Already.
Jokic at the center position is 2 assists per game shy of averaging a triple double.
And
it. There's, as
and
we
he's
know,
done it without two of his better teammates, Jamal Murray
yes.
and Michael Porter Jr. and Embiid, with all the things that's been going on in Philadelphia, the Ben Simmons and then the trade, and then
he didn't
you know,
say anything either. He could have really. You pointed that yes. out. Quite a bit that he could have inflamed the situation. Yeah, so I turn to Team Embiid over there and say, what say you? What do you think?
Look, man, it's you know me. I'm a homer when it comes to these things, but I'm also a basketball fan, and I love Embiid. He's my favorite player. But my goodness, man, when you watch what this freak from Greeks does, it's beyond impressive. Like, I can remember 3-4 years ago when we would say, man, if Giannis could just learn how to shoot a 17-footer, he'd be hard to stop. This man's doing step-back threes over 7-footers to win
games Drummond,
now.
Over Drummond, he hit that three.
This dude, and plus he starts every post-game presser with a dad joke. I mean, he's just he's rolling right now. And it, you know, like I said, I personally would love Embiid to win this, but if it comes out Giannis is your MVP, I'm just going to applaud because I can't say anything about
15 of 19 from the foul line last night.
How about that?
Like just getting it done.
Remember last year
when everyone's
13,
counting to 10
14 seconds
yeah, everyone
he couldn't
was counting,
shoot and
it was
15,
in his head
15 wasn't the number of made free throws. It was the number of seconds he took just to attempt a free throw.
Now, he's been better with that this year.
Yeah, obviously, and no doubt.
So everything that we said the guy couldn't do or needed to improve, he now has improved or can do. I don't know how you stop him.
Yeah, every year it seems like he adds an element to his game because he knows what what people are saying about him, about what he needs to improve on. And look, I said this in our RES Hoops chat with Adam and TJ. I don't think it's hyperbole. We're talking about a guy who could win 3-4 MVPs and 3-4 championships when it's all said and done. And if he does, we're looking at a guy who's top 8, top 6, top 5 all time. He's going to pass Hakeem. He's going to pass Shaq. Like, we're watching one of the greatest players of all time right now. And I think, like, accept it. There's no stopping the freight train.
And all I got to say is, I'm making it a little bit about myself right here. He went on this run as soon as I said that Heat shouldn't trade for him. And so you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You know, I clearly lit the fire underneath him. What about this
one? You did.
What about this one, though? How come we're not naming a player on the team that's got 62 wins and every single guy that we've talked about so far, none of them, the Sixers, the Bucks, nor the Nuggets have as many W's as Memphis. How come we're not talking about Morant anymore? How come we're not talking about Booker or why not?
The problem with Morant, Rich, and we talk about this a lot on the podcast, is for as great of a season as Ja's having, Memphis is I believe 18 or 19 and 2 without him in the lineup. So that kind of hurts your argument.
He's missed a lot of games.
He's missed a lot of games, and
they have played. Their level of play hasn't dropped with him out of the lineup. Not taking anything away from him,
but that's a
very
team
special
effort.
Player. Yeah. I think he's going to be in the MVP conversation, you know, within the next 4 or 5 seasons. But when you talk about Phoenix, Rich, they play the ultimate team basketball, and it's crazy because they've been talking about this on Turner and ESPN. Booker's averages 25, 5, and 5.
He's been incredible lately too.
Every player who has at least averaged that has won the MVP before, and he's not even going to be in the discussion. Maybe 4 or 5.
So why?
Behind it's him and Tatum are just kind of afterthoughts now.
Well, guess what? You know, I think they're not going to get an MVP top 3. Maybe not even top 4 or top 5.
Yeah, maybe not
player, but Monty Williams is.
He's going to win Coach of the Year.
Everyone thinks he's their MVP.
He's a shoo-in, and they're the favorite for the NBA title, and they should be. They're having
incredible
the most spectacular season that nobody's talking about.
On top of it, too. Like, no one's talking about the Robert Sarver report.
Exactly.
Okay, like that. When that happened, it's just like, well, there goes the Sun season because this is just going to be totally consumed or subsumed by it. And because it's some of the most execrable, awful, terrible stories and charges you'll ever hear. Mm-hmm. And the Suns have won 62 games. And that's another Monty Williams. There's a role of the rest of the team. I mean, Chris Paul. And
the fact that Chris Paul's had to deal with this out of ownership twice in his career is unbelievable.
And Ayton didn't get his big contract
either. They did not pay him.
And he didn't go in the tank.
Nope.
And did you see the video?
The other night.
Did you see the video that got out there after they beat the Warriors? They started doing workouts.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Like the strength coach was there. They're still in their uniforms.
I'm telling you, man. It all goes back to that 8-0 run in the bubble. We all said it. You saw something special come out of this team. They didn't make the playoffs in the bubble year, but they went 8-0. Booker became a star. And they've carried that momentum over. And
second most impactful thing to happen in the bubble. The other one was me saying the Heat shouldn't trade for Giannis.
That is true.
Because they finished second. They finished as the runner-up.
And I love how you have the ability to bring it back to you again. Yes.
Worst take ever. Worst take I've ever had.
Suns Grizzlies tonight.
And you own it. Huge game. I like that.
And second worst take in the history of the program. We'll see how it cashes tomorrow night.
Man. Oh, it's cashing, people.
The fact that Coach K,
get ready, people.
That no matter what happens in the tournament, it will always be about Duke losing at Cameron Indoor in his final home regular season game against North Carolina. No matter what happens in the tournament, it will always be about that. He will never erase it. Even if they win a championship, Chris Brockman, it was so bad, such a bad, awful, terrible take. That he, within the hour, said he was just kind of joking around.
Just doing the sports talk thing,
also, which we never do around here.
Here's a take. When UNC beats Duke tomorrow, Coach K's not going to retire.
You keep doubling and tripling down, brother.
He can't go out like that.
He will tell his longtime assistant, who he has handpicked.
Yeah, tough.
Too bad I'm coming back.
Too bad I'm coming back.
And what are you going to do about it?
He can't do nothing about it. He's going to do nothing.
There's no contract that's been signed.
What's one more year? John Shire's not going anywhere. Just wait.
One more year? Not happening.
Yeah. Because Paolo ain't waiting a year.
He can't go out like this. Oh, what a horrible take.
Hey, Mickey, my beautiful life of 50 years. Sorry, I'm running it back.
52 years.
Sorry, I'm running it back one more.
Guys, basically,
my daughter, sorry. My grandkids, tough.
Am I going to be sitting in the crowd at AT&T Stadium for night one of WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Watching this game on my phone? Yeah, probably.
No, you won't be.
I will check scores. I'm going to tell you that.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. WrestleMania, the WWE is going to announce WrestleMania Saturday night's off because they want to go to the game. All of them are going to the game.
Eric Church
plus 45. He got 45 tickets.
Vince McMahon got
canceled.
His dates confused.
Canceled. Sorry. It's all over.
And okay,
I apologize. I know it's the most selfish thing I've ever asked of their fans. I mean, you're going to hear it.
All right. I'll just go down to Fort Worth and eat
WrestleMania's
barbecue.
WrestleMania's canceled
Can you imagine doing that?
What a crazy ass march that was.
I can't.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, phone calls, and then I want to hit this Arians Brady thing one more time. I got to hit that. What's more likely coming into the weekend? That's also coming up right now on the next on the Rich Eisen Show before TJ's WrestleMania themed big ass grab bag coming up.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We just spent the last couple minutes, terrestrial radio audience. LeBron James has tweeted out that he's out for the season officially with a head slap emoji saying, see y'all in the fall, crown and deuces. I am going to say, don't take this bait. This is an April Fool's joke. That's my prediction. I don't believe the Lakers would handle all this. And by the way, the first person you'd hear from is Woj. That would be a bomb from either Shams or Woj first.
Correct.
So that's no, there's no bomb. And by the way, say that again. Oh, he retweeted it by saying it's April 1st. Okay, there we go. So everybody go back to your homes. RAS Consulting is here for you.
He's just pointing out a fact, you know.
Well, you know what he's also doing? He's living his best life. He's enjoying it. He's having a time of his life. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Jason in Colorado Springs. Let's take your call. What's up, Jason? You there? What's up, Jason?
So I want to call about Bruce Arians, actually. There's been a lot of talk that he is, you know, possibly not on Hall of Fame area and stuff. And I just wanted your opinion because I feel like for him, you know, we know what he's done. He's got the championships. He was a great coach. He coached many, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks and stuff. But I feel like maybe his contribution with, you know, adding the colored coaches, adding women to his team, stuff like that, I think that reaches beyond just what's on the field. And I personally feel like that does make him Hall of Fame worthy. And just wanted your take on it. You know, I know you don't hold elevators for people.
Nice. Thank you, Jason. Like, hey, Jason, I appreciate it. You know, while we're on the subject of etiquette, do you have us on speakerphone, man? Is that what we got going on here?
Oh, you know, I very
may.
Yes, sir.
Oh, see, now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. No, listen, I understand callers having us on speakerphone because they're on hold for a while. You have a life to live. You can walk around your place while you're on hold. I totally understand that. But, you know, you have to pick up the phone when it's now time to chit-chat because, you know, I don't know. I just find when people have me on speakerphone, I feel like I'm being big-timed. I don't know. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm being big-timed. And certainly coaches who have me on speakerphone, you know what that means? PR people are nervous that I'm going to ask the wrong question. And I don't like being I don't like being not trusted. You know what I mean? So that's my problem. That's a me problem. That's an MP, not a YP. So let's just remove that. I do believe Arians has a Hall of Fame resume. Of that, there is no doubt. And thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you pointing out that I don't hold elevators for people. I hold them for women and the elderly, just not Jason from Boulder, Colorado.
I thought that was me at me. No. I'm like, what'd I do?
At any rate, Arians has a Hall of Fame resume. I mean,
I think so. Yeah.
Here's his problem about getting into the Hall of Fame. He regardless of Jason's good points about having coaches of color and female assistants, first head coach to have female assistants, and also the first coach to have a female intern, as he had in Arizona's training camp. And I mentioned these numbers yesterday. There's only six coaches in the history of the NFL who have won Coach of the Year twice and a Super Bowl once. They're Parcells, Belichick, Joe Gibbs. They're all in the Hall of Fame or going. Ditka, who's in the Hall of Fame as a tight end, obviously not as a coach. And Don Shula, as we all know, is HOF. So Arians is in a very rarefied air. And he's the only one on that list to have won Coach of the Year due to his work as an interim mm-hmm. as well. The only issue is he has the one Super Bowl ring. And
there's, as a head coach.
As a head coach, yeah, right. Yeah. But there's coaches like Mike Shanahan's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Coughlin's not in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Right.
And Dan Reeves not in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, there's a bunch of guys who have won it multiple times. Well, Reeves never won one.
Right.
But
in terms of wins. Marty Schottenheimer.
So and that's why everybody thought that he would stick around one more year, get one with Brady, one more with his best chance before he retires, win one more with Brady, and then out the door. And he goes with a second Super Bowl ring, and then he's Hall of Fame for sure. And then we got the Kangol and on a bust. You know what I mean? Like, that would be in the Hall of Fame. A Kangol would absolutely be on his bust. And so that's part of why it doesn't compute that he walks away. That's why there's all these rumors about Brady insisting he goes, otherwise he'll stay retired. Or he retired because he wanted no piece of Arians anymore, and then there was some back and forth of which we know nothing about, and it came back to filter to Arians to say, I want that Tom wants you out. He'll come back. I mean, just think about this. This is what this rumor is purporting happened. That Arians was told by Brady through a proxy of Brady's through the team that Tom retired because of you. He's thinking of coming back, but he's not coming back if you're here. And you got to go. Somebody had to tell that to Arians. Was it Brady? Was it somebody in Tampa? Again, this is not reporting. This is full-on conjecture. Talking out this rule that is persistent and may never go away, because the one thing that is very difficult to get past, why would Bruce Arians, with a shot at the Hall of Fame, leave when Brady's back? Why would he do that? If he's healthy and he's ready to go, why would he do that? And his answer was, I don't give an S about the Hall of Fame. What I really care about is succession. Great show. He didn't mean that. What he meant was he can hand off the reins to his guy and Todd Bowles, and all of his assistants are there forevermore, as opposed to him playing this out. Brady goes, and the Glazer family's like, well, what are we going to do now? And everyone gets blown out, just like happened in Arizona. He does not want to do that, and he would rather walk away now and be a senior football consultant. And people still can't get past the fact that he had a chance to win with Brady. Brady comes back, and he says, I'm out. And the rumor that this has been, it won't go away. It's persistent. It won't stop. Again, I don't believe it, because, again, it means Brady communicated to the Bucs he's got to go. And somebody communicated to Arians, you have to go. Or Arians is like, all right, I was going to kind of leave anyway, and you got to hire my guy. And there's a bunch of quid pro quo going on. Mm-hmm. That we don't know about, that makes us now believe he would walk away with Brady coming back and not pay attention to any of the other stuff that Arians has said. And Jason Light came on this program and said, and on top of it, don't believe anything that Tom Brady is saying either. Think about this, Chris. This rumor, which is, you know, bordering on vicious.
There's a lot of levels to it.
Okay, bordering on, because you got to talk it out. Everyone keeps saying this has definitely got to happen. It's definitely had to have happened. Talk it out. Tom Brady would have had to have made this decision, then rethought it, delivered the ultimatum that the Bucs then cashed in to cash Arians out. Okay. Brady would have had to have done all that and then put out not only an Instagram love letter to Arians, and you could sit there and say, well, I mean, his people did it, and he's just said, go ahead and send it. So you didn't really have to think too hard about how two-faced this really is. But on top of it, if your people out there are to believe this rumor that Brady would have done all of this and then shown up at Arians' farewell press conference in a front row seat. In a front row seat. Think about how sociopathic that is. Think about it. He would have had to have disliked this man so much that he's walking away from a sport that he loves so much at the top of a game that we've never seen anybody his age ever do, with more opportunities for him to win one more, which you know he desperately wants, because I shouldn't say desperately, that he truly wants, because that's how he's wired. He steps away from it and then lets it be known he would come back under certain circumstances. What are those circumstances, Tom? Arians has to go. I'm not playing for that guy anymore. He's red penciling all this stuff that me and Leftwich are cooking up. I just can't hear him anymore. That's just not the way I want to do it anymore. You want me back? This is what needs to happen. You got to get Bruce out. But Bruce has got to go, but I'll still have every one of his other people around. I'm fine with that. But Bruce has got to go. Okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to play this whole thing out. Okay? We'll just take our time. So I'll come back middle of March, and then Bruce goes 2 weeks later and comes up with this whole succession thing. I don't think Brady, even in his sociopathy that's being placed in front of everybody, that this would clearly require. I don't even think he'd be part of you. You just come up with whatever your cover story is. Mine will be an Instagram post, and I'll show up at his press conference. Hug him out. Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I'm going in the opposite direction. I'll go in the opposite direction.
It's a Chuck Rhodes level.
Dude, it's an axe level. Like, sociopathic.
Also, Rich, I was...
It's not just Chuck. Chuck Rhodes just is blinded by his own ambition or his own belief in himself. He believes his own BS, you know? Axe is just a sociopath. He's just going to do it just to do it, you know? And not really care... And act a certain way so people think he's a good guy.
Good guy.
But when it comes down to it, he just wants to win and just, like, really, Brady's going to do all that and then show up at the press conference in a front row seat?
Yeah, the ultimate cover.
Oh, my gosh. you know, again, it's a little bit too much.
A little bit. Just one too many steps. Yeah. Only one too many.
No, levels. But these are the steps that everyone's. Yeah, oh, by the way, part of this conspiracy theory that got debunked by Jason Light yesterday was he flew all the way to Manchester United to hatch plans at Old Trafford because that's Glazers' team because they can't. They have to do it under the cover of Premier League action, not just do it over the phone or over a Zoom or in a meeting. He's got to actually fly all the way over to London and hatch a plan. And then once you get the green light from the Glazers, you know,
go time
by the side of the pitch. Now we're cleared to just come back, right? And Jason Light's like, yeah, the Glazers weren't even there. He planned that weeks before.
Go take a picture with one of the most famous athletes on the planet, so everyone knows that you're there.
Or his son wanted to meet the most famous player
Ronaldo's
on the planet.
Asking him if he's coming back, and Brady's like.
All right. So all right. Ridiculous,
all right.
Man.
All right. It's unlikely that Brady.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to talk it all out. Everybody's like, oh, Brady wanted him out, so now he's out. Well, you just have to
connect the dots.
Not just collect the dots. Have to move. Yeah. This move gets made. That move gets made. Come on.
All right, Brady could have still wanted him out and maybe not had a hand in it.
Okay, but if that was the case.
Do you think Tom is happier today that Bruce is gone? Or unhappy.
I don't know. Does it even matter anymore?
Here's a question, though. Would Tom have said, look, I'm going to retire unless you get rid of Bruce? If that were the case, if he wanted him out, instead of going through the whole retirement thing, why wouldn't he just say, get rid of him or I'm not coming back?
Here's the deal. You just have to look, for every conspiracy theory, even in these crazy ass ones you see in our political world,
there's a lot of them.
Talk him out. For these things to actually be real, 15 pieces have to move behind the scenes for it to be real. And each one of them is beyond the pale impossible or improbable. And I think this is another one of the cases.
In Arians of Football Life, he talked about basically what you just said. That was his plan. That was what he wanted to leave as his legacy. So, I mean, he's had this plan. He's been wanting to do this for years.
Let's take a break. What's more likely coming up? Because an hour number, and we'll set up our third hour guests. We kind of already did with Bucky Brooks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a sandwich, apparently a Primanti Brothers sandwich is on the line here. Can be named. You know, we got a caper that we need to cultivate, too. All right, that's what's coming up in hour. That's what's up in hour number three. When we come back, what's more likely for a very busy sports weekend? Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH being the number to dial right here on the program. All right, you ready to do a little what's more likely, Christopher? Oh, ready to do that?
Let's
do it. What a great weekend we've got, too. We got Final Four. We got hoops, basketball, and pro. We got everything
going. A lot of fun stuff. Let's do it.
Okay, hit it. Hit it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Great production value.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Coach Tomlin. All right, guys, as first reported here, UNC plays Duke in the Final Four tomorrow in New Orleans. So what's more likely? UNC ends Coach K's career? Or Duke is cutting the Nets down Monday night?
Oh, man, I'll say Duke cuts down the Nets Monday night. That's more likely. I think that's definitely more likely. No question about it.
You're not giving UNC any chance.
Oh, it's not that I'm giving him no chance. You said what's more likely?
What's more likely?
What is more likely is that Duke wins it all, and that these kids and Duke realize what a remarkable opportunity
They're
they have.
Really well,
well, just what a remarkable opportunity that they have to erase what happened to close Cameron Indoor for Coach K. It would erase it. And what possibly could be on their record as having lost to Carolina to close Coach K's tenure in Cameron and then bring the curtain down on Coach K's career in the first ever matchup between these two in the NCAA tournament's history. I think that that is a powerful motivating fact that will have Duke win this game on Saturday night. And Eric Church might lament having pissed off many of his San Antonio-based fans.
So, TJ, for you, I know you're going to be at WrestleMania. So that's the second game.
That'll be an 8:30 tip.
It's going to be about an 8. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's going to be about 8, 10 o'clock.
I don't know time zones.
8 o'clock.
I think it's a 9:30 tip Eastern or something like that.
It's a 5:49 Pacific. So, you know, about
8:49.
Yeah, probably running a little late. So probably 8:15.
That might be around the time that Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair are locking up.
Okay, very good.
All right, we mentioned it earlier, guys. NBA Association real quick. Lakers-Pelicans. Playing tonight, biggest game of the season for the Lakers. No LeBron, maybe Anthony Davis tonight. What's more likely, Lakers or Pelicans in the play-in tournament?
I'll say Pelicans. That's more likely. Pelicans are more likely to be in the play-in tournament. Because at some point, I mean, the Lakers, if they're not just right around hovering, we're still talking about a tie break between San Antonio and the Lakers, right? So... right now, they have the same record, and if the Lakers fall a couple games back, they'll just say we're shutting everyone down for the season and call it a day.
Yeah, let's assume LeBron
raise the white flag. Meanwhile, the Pelicans are two in front of him right now. So, LeBron's tweet is a joke.
Yeah, let's assume it's an April Fool's joke.
No, I think the Lakers are going to get these guys back, but I'll still say the Pelicans are more likely to make this. Play-in tournament.
We talked about it on the basketball pod last week. If it's Lakers, Pelicans, 9-10, right?
Yeah.
Zion has to play, yeah?
Why wouldn't he? If he's traveling with the team, get out there, man.
That would be the most watched play-in game of all time.
It would, sure. It would.
Very fun. All right, a couple NFL things before we wrap up.
Don't forget, Lakers-Warriors last year was a pretty well-watched one, too, sir.
That's true. Yeah, Zion, though? Zion hasn't played all season?
Yeah. Curry versus LeBron is as good as the play-in tournament's ever going to get. Ever.
You're probably right.
By the way.
What's more likely? This is a who's more likely. Defensive star with their new team. who's more likely to reach the Super Bowl, Bobby Wagner or Von Miller?
I'll go Bobby Wagner. AFC's pretty damn tough, don't you think? How tough is the AFC now?
How tough is it?
Very tough. It's insanely tough.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah. So I'll say it's an easier path to the basket for the Rams. So I'll just on that alone, I'll just take that.
All right, follow up. Who has a bigger impact on their team in 2022? Bobby Wagner or Von Miller?
I love what Von did last year, and I know the pass rush in Buffalo for that terrific defense. Everybody needs more pass rush. I still can't get above the fact what we just mentioned at the beginning of the show that Bobby Wagner's behind Aaron Donald. Like Aaron Donald's road grading for Bobby Wagner to fill the gap.
Road grading. Nice.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and then, you know, Donald is the quickest player I've seen. I mean, Just the last play of the Super Bowl is a perfect example.
Yeah.
You know? But Bobby Wagner, sideline to sideline, you say if he's lost a step, he's still as good as they come. So I'll go there too. Impact and opportunity to make
the Super Bowl. All right, last one. It's some NFL news to start the week. You guys talked about it, the new overtime rule. What's more likely, that the new overtime rule is here to stay, or it gets one and done? Like pass interference review.
It's here to stay, more likely, because it's entirely possible that we don't see it for a couple years, 3 years. It's in the playoffs only. So we're not going to see it in an 18-week regular season. And then I know this year's playoffs were off the charts, but maybe you don't see an overtime in the playoffs next year, so you don't see it at all. You don't see it at all till next year. So I don't think I don't think it's going to be one and done, because the pass interference rule had an entire regular season in which it went from off the charts stupid, how inconsistent it was being applied in terms of replay, to the coaches by the end of the season saying, screw it, I'm just not even going to throw the challenge flag on it. And then in the playoffs, it was nothing, because coaches were just going to let it go. Screw it. It's not worth losing the challenge on it, because it's so subjective. That's why I got one and done. This thing, you may not see it for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's what's more likely.
What's
here.
More likely?
Very good.
Going into the weekend.
Love it.
Al in Dallas, let's take your phone call. How you been, Albert?
Hey, Rich, I got you on speaker.
Oh, wow.
I'll pick you up. Hello. Hello?
We're here. Well done, Al. Good gag.
I told Adam I couldn't resist.
Well done.
I couldn't resist.
It's
not too often on these major stories that Brockman and I agree.
Okay, what do you agree on? The Brady stuff?
Keep the faith, Brockman. Come on, man. You know Brady's a psycho.
I do.
Stop it, man.
He got Jimmy G traded, Mitch. So why is he above getting a head coach to push out the
door? Because it's a different story.
He's 5 years old, and he doesn't want to hear it anymore. And then, you know, when he decided to – and by the way, you know, you want to turn this on its head a little bit? How about Bruce Arians doesn't want Brady back? How about that?
No way.
I mean, you know, these two guys are stuck in their ways, you know. I mean, Brady dealt with this for a long time. It's something has to be. It just can't be. Oh yeah, well I guess I want to turn it over. Look, I understand, and I like Bruce Arians a lot. I think he's one of your best guests. I think he's hilarious. I love his vibe. I love his style. But it's not about I want to turn the job over to my guys. I mean, I get it, but that's not the real world. It's just not. And I understand. I understand that maybe we don't think that that Brady's a psycho. But come on, you have to admit that there's a little of this.
The truth may be, you know, hey, let's see what goes on with Bowles, and the fact that Arians is out might be something that gives Brady more control in a way, and that he's pleased about it. But the fact that he wouldn't come back because Arians is there, and then he makes this demand and covers his tracks through an Instagram account and his smiling presence at a final press conference for Arians, I don't know, man.
Make for a great Netflix movie, wouldn't it?
Or a Hallmark movie. I mean, I don't know. Thanks for the call, Al. You take care. There's Al in Dallas, everybody. You know? I understand people can't get past the fact that Brady comes back and Aaron's is like, yeah, I'm more. It's more important for me to hand things off to the people rather than me to make the Hall of Fame to try and win it. You can't believe that.
I'll just say, and like, the fact don't that, do that, but he did it.
I think that's literally what's happened. And these are just two parallel tracks with Brady and Arians.
I feel if Arians hadn't already voiced that this is what he wanted to do in the past, then you could sit there and go, come on. But it's been on record. He's been on record saying that he wanted to do this.
What's more likely? What's more likely? Brady left the final game of last year, which wound up to be his final game of his career, for just 6-week period. What's more likely? He left that building more angry at Bruce Arians or Sean Hockley? Come on now. Seriously.
What's that game specifically,
Sean Hockley. He left the stadium either saying, I'm not playing for that guy anymore, or upset at the official who called him for his first ever personal foul penalty of his career in a playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, that
because
was
he didn't, because he was complaining about not getting a flag on a hit that left him bloodied.
I mean, yeah.
Which one was he? This may inform your true answer here. Who do you think he was more angry at?
That game specifically, Sean Hockley.
So then, but then why not Arians if he was so livid that he's going to retire rather than play with the man?
Because it was a 2-year grind.
Again, that should just give you the answer to your question. As
I mean,
to
I'm not alone. Dan Shaughnessy
not.
Just posted a column that called Tom a controlling glory hog coach killer. I'm not the only one here.
That's why I'm saying that in order to believe this theory, you've got to believe that about Tom Brady. Coach killer. I mean, Belichick and him lasted 20 years. What other coaches has he killed? Not even Lloyd Carr. Seriously.
Okay, Rich, I do have something real quick. Last week, Pablo Schreiber was here.
Yes.
And this happened.
And now Halo, available for streaming today on Paramount Plus. The man who plays the role of Master Chef, Pablo Schreiber.
Why would you join us?
Good to see you, sir.
The Master Chef, yeah.
You are here. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, nice to see you. Thank you for having me.
I mean, Master Chief, pardon me.
No, no, it's you're not the first.
My God, did I really say that?
You're not the first.
Master Chief, my bad. tell him what's going to happen. Tell him what's going to happen, Chris.
Pablo, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah, please.
This is going to haunt Rich for at least the rest of the month.
I think by tomorrow he's done.
Absolutely.
I think by tomorrow
absolutely
it's gone.
Not.
Nope. No, we've just met.
No. If I have anything to say about it, he won't.
It's
because
going to burn a hole in his soul.
Sometime in the next few days, you should be receiving at this address a beautiful chef hat.
Oh my God.
somebody is in the green room right now, already placing the order, and it will be arriving here shortly.
And guess what? They've come.
No way. He sent a chef's hat. Pablo Schreiber sent a chef's hat. Oh, my goodness. Is there a note involved, or you just sent it?
It just says too rich. Yeah.
All right. This is for you, Pablo. I can't believe this. Am I really going to put this on?
You've put worse on.
Rich Boyardee. I can't believe this. All right. Yeah, let me back out a second.
Ta-da!
Master Chef. How are you, Pablo? All right.
Very funny.
Well, should I wear this? I'm just going to take this off now, even though our next segment is about food.
That's
based
true.
On another segment
gosh.
That happened last week.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean,
we're going to talk about...
I think you should just leave it on.
No, I'm definitely not.
Oh.
I'm actually going to take it off now. And never put it on again.
Anyway, good sport.
I'm trying to be.
Yeah, good sport.
Well done, Pablo.
Slip of the tongue. It happened.
Well done, sir. Well played. When we come back, hour number three, Bucky Brooks on his mock draft. But when we come back, we're going to talk to the president and chief marketing officer of Permane Brothers. Because there, I guess, is a chance to maybe get a Rich Eisen sandwich on the menu. That's coming up next.